and as he throws it down the field, it comes up a little short, and Jacob Kretschmer was in the right spot, didn't miss it, and picked it off. And a turn of events here now as Lakers, they got 2.5 minutes, two minutes and 43 seconds to be exact here, to run the clock out and try and go home victorious on the road.
They lead by 6 points currently, 26-20. Final score from Ubley 47, Marlette 6. Harbor Beach and Sandusky in a shootout. Sandusky leads by 2 points.
I think Harbor Beach, though, just scored to take the lead in that game.
So we'll keep you up to date on that one. First and 10 from the 33 for Lakers. 2:43 left in the fourth quarter, and we have a timeout on the field. We'll return in 30 seconds on the WLEW Sports Network, 26-20, Lakers leading.
Hi, this is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. One of the things we have learned from the Flint water crisis is that young children at risk for lead exposure need to be tested. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that all children identified to be at risk for exposure to lead should be tested at 1 and 2 years of age. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider to review your child's risk, and if necessary, get them tested. This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. 2:43 left in the fourth quarter, 26-20. As we have an official timeout, as Sanning Cuthrell, who was absolutely hammered on that when he was intercepted, is being helped off the field. Looks like his right ankle injury. For those keeping track of other area games going on, it is Harbor Beach 34, Sandusky 30, with 3:55 left in the fourth quarter. Reese at the end of the third quarter leads Vassar 37-12. We have a final score, Ubley leading. Ubley beats Marlette 47-6. As we continue to keep you updated on scores from around the region. Our game in front of us, Lakers leads by 6 points, 26-20, 2:43 left in the fourth. It is first and 10 for the Lakers at their own, at the Cass City 33-yard line. Power pistol. And it's a Brennan Wisner keeper for no gain. Number 71 leading the charge for Cass City, Brady Warford, defensive tackle. No gain on the play. Second down, 10 to go.
Yeah, Brennan Wisner just taking the ball himself. Sure-handed, goes right up the middle. And no gain, unfortunately, for them. However, it's going to force Cass City to use a timeout.
We'll return in 30 seconds. It's Lakers by 6 with 2.5 to play in the fourth quarter.
It first appeared as the company president's one-of-a-kind personal vacation car. But it quickly caught on with the driving public. It evolved into a luxury car. The Continental was the Lincoln flagship, but it sailed into history 14 years ago. Now, it's back. The 2017 Lincoln Continental, with your choice of three engines and front or all-wheel drive. Order yours today at Moore Lincoln Motor Sales of Cairo, the largest full-line Lincoln dealer in the Thumb, because it's back. Because you can. At Moore Lincoln Motor Sales of Cairo.
Second down, 10 to go, and it's a Brennan Wisner keeper. He's going around the left side down to about the 30-yard line, hit in the nose pretty hard by that Cass City front line. It's a 3-yard gain, and we have the second timeout called by Cass City number 5. Lucas Stern with that tackle. Sets up a third down, 7 to go. Cass City trying to save as much clock as possible. 2:30 left in the fourth quarter, and Lakers suddenly facing a 3rd and 7.
Well, if you're Lakers, you obviously are in great position to win this football game, but this game is not over. Cass City has enough timeouts and the ability to force you to punt the football and give them one more possession. So, obviously, you want to be conservative, but not that much. You'd love to get a first down here and seal the victory. So, you don't want to be too conservative. If you're Cass City, you got to continue to make make tackles and make them quickly. You don't want them standing up and burning free time. Give your offense a shot. You never know what could happen. You got some, obviously, some breakaway threats in T.J. Moore, Brad Hacker, Nick Perry, just to name a few. And it looks like on the sideline here, Hunter Vaughn, the junior quarterback, loosening up, hoping to get his shot to help his team to get a chance to win.
It looks like a standing Cuthrell is going to be being checked out at the local hospital to make sure he's okay. Third down and 7 for the Lakers. Two wide to the right, one to the left. And now Hunter Seeley's in motion to the far sideline, now cutting back to the near sideline. Going for the hard count, and there is the flag. And this will be a delay. It should be a delay of game, but is the near sideline judge.
I'm not sure if did they have enough guys on the line of scrimmage.
So we're going to be trying to figure this one out. Congress is in session at the moment. And it's a timeout called by Lakers.
I think Lakers just had a break because they were about to get a 5-yard penalty on the play.
Four something, one of the other. 2.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Sorry, so Dave, taking it through some different situations here. Kansas City gets a stop on third down. Lakers is at their Kansas City 30-yard line. This is four down territories. They need to stop them on fourth down. So then they say they stop them there. They'll get the ball back with about a minute 40 left.
Absolutely, and you're going to go back to your quarterback that hasn't shown the ability to throw the football in the first four games of the year. So they're going to let him throw it anyways. You have no choice. You're going to see a couple screen passes, a couple quick hitters to try and get a little confidence going. Because you know Lakers, they've been aggressive all night. I'm going to be very shocked if Lakers does not continue to blitz and blitz heavily to try and get the ball out quickly and get themselves a turnover. But nonetheless, Lakers would love to get a first down here and seal the game now.
It's a pitch to Hunter Seeley around the right end. Here comes Cassidy to the ball. Hunter Seeley still on his feet and finally brought down at the 26-yard line near the far sideline. The clock continues to roll, 2:15 left, as it's going to be now fourth down and about four to go as Cassidy finally uses their final timeout of this second half, and the clock stops at 2:12. In regulation.
Yeah, it looked like for a second Hunter Seeley went out of bounds, which would be a major disaster if you're Lakers, because the last thing you want to do is let Cassidy get the ball back and let them have a timeout, which would just be terrible here. But timeout Cassidy, that would be their third and their final timeout. So again, it's fourth down here. There's not a lot of room to roll, so they're not going to punt it here. They're going to try to win this game themselves, get a first down. Cassidy obviously trying to prevent that from happening.
And what's more amusing here is Doug Cole's been fighting a fly for about 3 minutes now. It's a very lethargic fly, and it finally flew out of our open air press box in Cass City.
That battle lasted way too long, Doug.
It was impressive to see. It's going to be more impressive than this fourth down and four to go for the Lakers. First down marker is at the 23-yard line. They are just inside the 27. So about 3.5 yards to go for the green and white. They've had a lot of success outside of the ends, pitching it to Hunter Seeley. Hunter Seeley on the night has a whole slew of offensive yards, 124 to be exact, off of 17 carries. That's a 7.2 yard per carry average. Fourth down and four to go for the Lakers. Cassidy trying with all their might for a stop here and one last chance to go down the field. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Now Hunter Seeley is in motion. And Brendan Wisner is going to keep it for himself. Pushing forward close to the first down marker. Looks like on a second effort, gets all the way down to the 21-yard line. And this will be enough for the first down. But actually, they're marking him down way back at the 22, even the 23.
And it sure looked like to me he was tackled very short of the first down marker, maybe right on it, that he might have just enough for the first down.
And they're going to measure this one. So they're bringing the chains out. 2:05 left in the fourth. If this is a first down, Cassidy is out of timeouts and would not have the opportunity to stop the clock. If this is short, though, Cassidy would have to move the ball roughly 77 yards down the field. And they say he got the first down by a half a football, and this game is all but over now. Lakers 26, Cassidy 20 with 2:05 left in the fourth.
Yeah, that's a heck of a run by Brennan Wisner.